Guys, good afternoon and welcome back to the Perpetua Fitness Podcast. This is James Rankin here, joined today by...
Jessica Armstrong-Patton.
Full title, I like it. Jess, give myself and the listeners and the viewers at home a little bit of a background on yourself. Who are you? Where do you come from? Why am I talking to you?
My name is Jess, as you might know me. I am a coach and PT here at Perpetua Fitness. I am 23 and I mainly train in like CrossFit. I kind of started fitness, like training, maybe when I was about 19, 20. About 3 or 4 years. I was a dancer. So I've been dancing since like I was 3. Went to dance college straight after school, did a year there, and then while I was in dance college, I kind of found CrossFit and like training and stuff, and I haven't really looked back since.
So do you not dance anymore at all?
No.
And what made you decide to want to get into coaching then?
So I kind of like, all my friends have kind of been around coaching for a while, and I was just like, I just thought this is something I really want to do. I think it complements what I stand for as well, and just kind of like training for a purpose and kind of like eating for performance, stuff like that. And I'd love to kind of like educate other people on that as well.
Savage. I love it. And so Jess comes from, guys, if you don't know, Blanche, the same as the lads in the gym. So she's another recruit that we've taken from the outskirts of the city. You kind of mentioned there like about what you stand for and eating for performance and stuff rather than aesthetics and that. And that's kind of why I wanted to have this conversation with you today. So a big subject, I was going to say at the minute, but at all times, is body image. And like, especially for young guys and young girls especially. And you've went through your fair share of it, so you kind of have a good first-hand experience.
Yeah.
And then is that something that you kind of want to help people stay?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I think I didn't have that there when I was going through it, so I'd love to be there for someone who is maybe struggling with it at the moment.
And so do you want to talk a little bit about your experience and give us as much as you're comfortable with detail in and around that?
So basically, obviously, I went to dance college straight after school. I think it kind of started while I was in sixth year, maybe. I think it was like the summer from maybe fifth to sixth year. There was a big change. And even my teachers coming back to school then in September, they were like, who is this? Oh, yeah. And like a couple of them called up the counselor and were like, here, look, like you need to kind of keep an eye on Jess and stuff like that. So, and I didn't really think it was a problem. I thought this was great. I was like, I'm losing a bit of weight and whatever. Yeah. But obviously where it was coming from wasn't probably the best, you know? In sixth year, lost loads of weight, and probably not the healthiest way. I kind of maybe pushed it a little bit too far. And then I just remember in school, we had two floors, and I remember thinking, like, going between classes, I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna bring my bag around classes and like get up the stairs. Like, I don't have the energy for this. And loads of people,
were you just not eating at all, or?
Yeah, so I was probably like having one meal a day and then my dinner, if you know what I mean. Really? Yeah, like really bad. And I personally blame like social media and stuff for that. Like, I was looking at these girls, and this was the height of like, you know, the bikini competitors and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm going to do what they're doing. But like, really, they were probably eating way more than what I was. Yeah. And I was just like, do you know what? I want to be like them, do you know? And I wasn't really training at this stage. I was
just not eating.
Like, I wasn't really into training at this stage.
Were you still dancing at the same time?
Yeah, I was still dancing. I was teaching dance at the same time. Wow. So, and then after school, then I was like, right, I'm going to go to dance college, whatever. And that was probably the height of it in a way, because you're standing in a mirror or looking at yourself in a mirror compared to all these other girls. Yeah. And it was nearly a competition of like, who could eat the less.
Really?
Yeah, it was just, and it was really hard because I started getting into training while I was in dance college. Right. And I just remember like one of my dance teachers at the time was like you don't have the body for this, like you're too muscly, and honestly compared to what I am now, I was like,
seriously, someone said that to you, you're too muscly.
Yeah. And I remember having like, obviously when everyone starts CrossFit, like they get bruises everywhere and everything. And I had like, we were wearing ballet tights, and I literally had bruises all down my legs, and you could see them through it. And I wasn't gonna lie to her, and I was like, yeah, I'm starting the gym. She's like, you shouldn't be doing that while you're like, you're training so intensely here, and all this.
Got that old-fashioned view of
100%. It was just a competition of like, who could eat the less. less. And, well, not really between all of us. It was more like between me and them. So I was looking at them. Yeah. You know, they probably didn't even know I was competing with them.
you're having your own competition.
Yeah, definitely.
I suppose that's something that probably drives you a little bit now then.
Oh, 100%.
In a better way. Like, yeah. Performance-wise, you're kind of going, there's that little competition. But then I suppose there's the element of that, of not letting that go too far the other way now.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Like, focusing too much on performance. And like, we've kind of spoke about stuff before, finding balance and rest days and
all
that sort of stuff. So how do you find, I can imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, that maybe that same mentality might still be there to a degree. So how do you 100%. Find, you're obviously managing it better now, but is that like a constant?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's like a control thing in a way, and it's maybe I'm a bit obsessive. I have a bit of an obsessive personality where like I'm all in, you know, whatever I do, like I give my 100%. And that was like when I was going through that with like disordered eating and stuff, I think that was more of like a control thing. I didn't have a lot of control in my life at the time with like my leave insert and stuff like that. And then my mom and dad separated, maybe I think it was third year, when I was in third year. So like that was kind of, it was building up, you know, and the only control I had was my food. And I just thought, this is where I'm gaining control in my life. And I was obsessed, I was all in. And it probably wasn't the right place to be at the time. And even now, like, you know what, I think like it's hard to say, it's different for everybody, but if you struggle with disordered eating, I don't know if you'd ever fully recover. Like there is a way out, but I don't know if
there's always an element,
it's always in the back of your head. 100%.
And does that transfer over then into, I suppose I know that it transfers into your other aspects of life, because anytime we talk about your college work, you're like, oh yeah, I sat at the laptop for 16 hours or something, or how's training going? And you're either like, oh, I've not trained much this week, or you're going, this is my 18th session this week.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
So how do you find, let's go around that side of it then, how do you find balancing, I suppose work isn't too bad now, but you've got college, you've got training, you were starting to coach on a borderline full-time basis on top of that. So how did you find managing all that with your eating habits and caffeine habits and training habits and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah. So like, I think I personally track my food, and I find that's a way for me to cope with it. I'm not obsessed over it. Like, I still have my treats here and there. So that's nearly like a non-negotiable for me in a way, like that. I don't really think about that, you know, that's just in the background. That's what I do, you know? And like, obviously coming back to college in September, then that was kind of the main factor that I had to work around. So I just plan my week out, like on a Sunday, sit down, be like, okay, what can I fit in here? Where can I fit in to see people? Where can I go on walks? And then I just kind of work around my lectures, and then obviously being in here, if we were doing classes and stuff like that, like that's college, and then classes and stuff would be a priority. And then everything else around that, I'd kind of just work around, fit my training in here and there. It might be two sessions, like one session split into two, you know. It wouldn't be like one big one necessarily.
And what about social life then? How do you, well, it's not really relevant right now that the country's locked down, but before that, like, how did you balance things with that, or was it not a priority?
It's hard to say. Not that it wasn't a priority, but like, if I did have free time, I would text them, be like, here, do you want to meet up or whatever? But especially on weekends, this is my social life, you know. I socialize around these people, and I think that's another thing that helps a lot as well, is like, if you are struggling with that kind of mentality of like, oh, I can't eat this because I want to train or whatever, surround yourself with people that have the same goals as you, and if you see them doing it, then why can't you know?
Savage.
That's exactly what I did when I was kind of like looking for help. And I was like, and even with that, like, I found someone that I was accountable to, whether it be a friend, whoever, you know, just to be like, hey, this is what I ate today. Not even for them to give you advice, just to be like, I need to tell somebody just so I know that I'm on the right track.
And well, you've got a nutrition coach at the minute. So you outsource that. And
that's been brilliant. Definitely. Savage. It definitely helps.
So let's go then with your views on, say, body image now. Like, CrossFit's obviously really well known for praising the female body and being strong, not skinny, and all that sort of stuff. So like, you have a great physique at the minute. Like, people have commented, girls and guys alike, about your physique whenever you've come into the gym in the past few months. How do you find that view of yourself now? We kind of just had a discussion, me and yourself and Mark, right? Like, guys, if you don't know already, coaches have the worst image of themselves 100%. Out of anyone you know. We all
yeah, it's cracked. Always something to pick.
Yeah. So how do you deal with that now, or what are your views on it now, or are you happy, or are you not, are you?
Yeah, like I think, like right now, I think I am quite happy, and I like I'm maintaining at the moment, and it's the kind maybe the first time that I've never been looking to lose weight in a way. It's just, and I'm like, I just need to be able to know how to cope with that as well. Like at the start, I was on to my coach, and I was like, here, look, like I'm not dropping on the scales. What's going on? And he was like, Jess, like we're maintaining, like there's for reasons. You're like literally your life's goal is not to lose weight, you know. Yeah. It's like you need to live as well. And I know that's easier said than done. But yeah, CrossFit, I think it sounds really cliche or whatever, but like literally it actually changed my life in a way. Do you know, like I actually found notes on my phone there from when I first started CrossFit, and it was all my list of my lifts. It was a list of all them, and it was like my clean and jerk and this weight. And that was the first time I looked towards performance instead of writing down what I weighed each day or how much I measured, which was kind of nice in a way. I think, when I first started, I was like, I don't want to get too muscly. Like, I don't want to look like them girls. Like, I remember watching all those documentaries and I was like, I'd love to be able to do that, but I don't want to look like that. And then as like CrossFit is very rigorous in a way that like your body is going to change, you know, no matter
whether
how much
you like it or not.
Yeah, it's going to change, and you're going to have to eat to fuel the training sessions,
especially and if there's things you want to achieve
100%. And I think I learned that the hard way, but now like I think I found balance in a way that like if I am like on a Saturday, like I know I'll have a treat or whatever, and like it's not that. I think there's a big stigma around like people with abs or like muscles, like, oh, they must starve themselves, or they must live a miserable life eating chicken and broccoli. It's not like that at all. Yeah. It's just, especially like coaches as well, I think maybe because we're in that environment, it's just that our behaviors are like aligning with our values in a way. Yeah. Do you know, we value like good nutrition, sleep, training or whatever. So it's just that's all adding up.
Yeah.
It's like, I eat what I want, but what I want is good food.
Yeah,
do you know?
You want to come in here and you want to be able to snatch
100%,
60 kilos every time you walk in, and then eventually 62. And if you're having chips or fried chicken 5 days a week, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. Realistically, it's not.
Or it's going to be very slow and very tedious, and you're going to come in feeling worse than better more often than not. So yeah, that's a great point, guys. If you didn't pick up on that, it's like the people you look up to sometimes who you think have really boring, miserable lives. Like maybe we do compared to some people, but we just like, I like what you said there. Like we know what our values are in that sense, and we align then our life and our daily habits
100%.
And our eating and our sleep and our training towards that. So that's a great point. What kind of then advice or thoughts would you give to Jess from 4, 5, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
From old and wise Jess and I.
I think maybe just to not worry about what other people think of you, and in a way, like, eat to, if you want to perform, you're going to have to eat to perform. Uh-huh. And, like, literally your life's goal is not to lose weight. Like, it actually breaks my heart, and it's so sad that girls think that, like, skinny and lean and whatever is like the ideal body. Like, everyone has a different body type, and we're not all going to be the same. We're going to, someone 60 kilo, two people at 60 kilo are going to look completely different. Do you know, their height, metabolism, everything that's going on at the moment, do you know? I think it's just so sad that girls think that they need to just be smaller and smaller. And I do think like social media has progressed in a way, do you know? I think there's a lot. It has progressed from that image of like being so muscly or whatever. It's more about performance now, and maybe it's just the people I follow, I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe your attention now.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
still there, but there is that other side to it now, whereas like 10 years ago there wasn't a big CrossFit following.
No.
And there wasn't a big thing for that. And it was the same for guys, like it was always Men's Health. I remember having a subscription to Men's Health.
Yeah.
And wanting to look like the guys on the cover of that. And I've got really lean.
Yeah.
And no one gives a
fuck. No one cares.
No one cares. You get a couple of compliments, and it's usually from people who you don't want it from anyway.
Yeah.
Your mates will always just tease you about it, and nothing changes.
Yeah.
Like, your life literally stays the same.
It literally
you
stays
just
the same.
Have, to get leaner, like, there's that level of discipline, obviously, that comes in, but outside of that, like, I literally just had less ice cream.
Yeah.
Significantly less wine. I have significantly more wine now, and I'm significantly less lean. It's just like, but that's there's no value to me being really lean at the minute.
No.
Like, I just want, with this lockdown, like, it's keeping my mental health and socializing and as much as I can with the lockdown on. But yeah, I think that's so, so important. One other thing I wanted to ask you then was kind of about your social media, like, and confidence and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and, well, no, let's go this way first, actually. We were talking earlier, me, yourself, and Mark, about fitness trackers.
Yes.
So we all have, I'm not plugging this in any sort of way, but we all have a Whoop band, which kind of tracks your calories and your fitness output and whatnot. And so the way our day works at the minute, whenever we're in here, is you do 3 live classes. We're taking the class online for 40 minutes, and then you're doing a couple of recorded classes for our members as well to try and give them as much value and content as possible. And we do all of it. We use the weights, we do all the reps, we're doing 4 or 5 workouts a day. And we were kind of noticing that we all have the same band, and in a day we all have significantly different calorie outputs, which is something that can be real confusing. So you were saying on your day last week, how many calories?
My day last week was, like, I think I burned 2188. And Mark, and it was literally only like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the day, and he'd already burned like 2-3 or something. And I'm like, it's not frustrating. Like, I don't care how much calories I burn in a day, but it's just like, why can't I do that? Do you know?
Yeah. And then you go home and it's like, if, and this is a topic I kind of speak to some of my clients about, like, not even guys and gals can't eat the same thing, but like, you and your mum can't eat the same thing, or me and my sister, or me and Mark can't eat the same calories. And if people are in a relationship and they just like dish up a meal and you get the same and I get the same, like,
it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. Like, we could eat the same amount of food and you could be putting on a pound a week and I could be losing a pound a week.
Yeah.
Or the other way around, like, whatever way it works. So I suppose when it comes to the fitness trackers and stuff, we just kind of have to take it with a pinch of salt.
Definitely. Even on Instagram and stuff, you see girls or even guys as well sharing their macros and stuff, and I'm like, oh, like, maybe I should be eating more, and then you end up putting on weight and then you're unhappy, and then it's like, well, where do I go from here? And it's just because everyone's tracking nowadays, you know. And not that anyone needs to track their food to kind of lose weight or gain weight or do whatever, you know, but sometimes it just helps with different people or whatever. It's just, there's a time and a place for that, you know.
Absolutely.
But and even with that, I think I want to go back to that topic where you're talking about getting lean. Just for a sec, right? Because you were talking about guys and stuff like that. Well, I think, like, with girls, like, it's miserable when you're, like, I feel like now, like, I'm quite happy in my body. Yeah. But when I was, like, I was 47 kilos, you know, like, I was, and that probably wasn't the lightest I was. I think I might have been lighter than that. But when, like, I was miserable, like, I was freezing the whole time. Yeah. Like, winter was literally the worst time. I used to go around school in my jacket and all. Like, it was awful. And then even with that, like, girls lose their period and all.
Exactly.
And
that's,
it's just,
thing, it?
It's not worth it. And if, like, if you were going through this, I'd maybe think about, like, the outcome. Where do you see yourself in, like, maybe 5-10 years? Like, do you want to settle down? Like, if you have lost your period, that's obviously going to create huge, huge problems.
Yeah.
And someone that is struggling with maybe an eating disorder, like, you can't, like, you need to be willing to change yourself, you know? And the only way you're going to realize that is you need to look at, like, the outcome and the consequence that you're, like, what you're doing to your body, 100%. In a way. And, like, it's harsh.
Yeah.
And people can tell you whatever you want. And, like, they'll tell you what you want to hear, or they'll tell you what you don't want to hear. And even with me, like, people were like, you need to eat more. And that made me want to do less.
Yeah.
I was like, no,
you,
it's the same with anything.
To,
100%.
Ready
with
to
anything,
to
yeah.
Yeah, 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 with everything, exactly. I get that kind of almost in reverse, like, with some of my clients where they're like, oh, I want to lose weight. And it's like, well,
no,
stop drinking so much at the weekend and having 4 takeaways.
I know.
Like, but it works literally both ways, whether you have an eating disorder or not.
Yeah.
That's so, so important. I think that's really, really valuable advice when someone's so young.
Oh,
why
stop.
Is beyond your
I don't
years?
Feel young.
Cool. Have you anything else you want to add to that?
That
was serious.
More just about, like,
yeah,
just kind of think about what you want and make sure that you're, like, if you don't want to lose weight, that's grand. But if you do, make sure that all your behaviors are lining up for that, you know? So whatever your goals are, just line up your behaviors to that, and then you will get there. Like, eventually you will, you know? And just, just eat for performance and don't worry about what other people think.
Yeah. I think that's a common theme. I think we've said that in every podcast we've done now, where it's like you figure out where you want to go.
Yeah.
How do you get there? And it doesn't really matter whether it takes you 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, or 6 years.
Yeah.
Like,
even small steps, yeah, every day.
100%. Even for me and my physique, like, I've been going to the gym since I was, I'd say, like, decently whenever I was 18, whenever I went to university. And this year was probably the first time I ever looked in the mirror and went, yeah, I look all right.
Yeah.
10 years.
I know.
I'm 29 next week.
Never happy.
Yeah. And even now, it's like, I got to that point where I thought I looked okay, and then that wasn't sustainable for the way I worked and the way I lived and all of that. It was like, madness. Jess, that was savage.
Thanks very much.
Where can our viewers and listeners find you on the socials?
So I'm on Instagram at Jessica Patton. So, so there's two A's after Jessica. And
you're going to start posting on there more frequently.
Yes, I'm going to get, I'm going to up my game on Insta.
Yes.
And yeah.
Cool.
Thanks, Emil.
Thanks, Emil. Cheers for coming.
Thanks.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.